Hello?
Hi, am I talking to Antonio David?
Yes.
Hi, Antonio. My name is Danielle. I'm calling in from Gnome Book Writing. We were just speaking over the chat.
Yeah. So I'm ready. I've been dawning on this for a little bit, and I'm ready to take initiative and put in the work. And,
Actually, I had a dream yesterday, and I was working with a client on something related exactly to the description that you gave me, and
this is definitely it needs to be done. You know, this is what I discovered was what God wants me to do, like as people in life. The Father wants us to create new ways to worship Him, and you know, that way we're not divided. When we're divided by different religions, because there's certain things in the Old Testament that were hidden, and they took out the names, and they took Christ out of it. I plan on publishing that information and sources too with the book.
Yeah, absolutely.
But exactly. Awesome.
And so you can understand my excitement working with this as well.
So I know it's going to take a while, and I have to teach you how to write these psalms.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do is I use a method of my own that
mm-hmm.
I discovered, and a lot of people don't understand this with the psalms.
Mm-hmm.
They are pretty much like a continuous word bank.
Okay.
Of where you can make multiple psalms and creations.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what I'm saying? By using God's word, but
okay.
Also you must use the key. So when I was younger,
mm-hmm.
I saw a thing, like I saw the sky, and then it showed me a mother and a child. And then the serpent, I went and talked to a missionary and told me I saw a prophecy troll.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, I actually foresaw my own daughter's birth. And I never knew what any of it meant, but what it means is there is also the second coming of Christ, as you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he completes the cycle. So In the Genesis, there is only one Genesis that is published.
Mm-hmm.
There is actually accounts of different Genesis from different societies, and they all come to the conclusion that there was a mother, I mean, there was a goddess and God,
mm-hmm.
or there was a female and male.
Yeah.
And the Bible does not even put this as a thing. They try to exclude any woman or goddess or any type of praise. But we got to, what I believe in is that we got to praise and respect earth just as we praise and respect Father in heaven.
Yeah.
And also there is the secret history of the female order. So Christ will come as a female for his last order.
Okay.
For this, he does. As you see, there's a cycle in life, so
mm-hmm.
everything can't be one-sided when it comes to the Creator. The Creator creates like how we were born. We were born through the womb, but he also needs the earth in order to make the creation complete.
Yeah,
he needs the mother in order for life to keep going on earth. So, in a sense, We need to acknowledge females, and we also need to unify them with religion.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the beginning, Eve didn't listen to God.
Yeah.
She listened to Lilith, the first creation.
Yeah.
And she's the woman that betrayed the Creator, and she betrayed him because she didn't want to submit to him and submit to men. and a missionary. It's kind of weird. It's a Jewish story.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like the Jewish communities, they are not being taught their own history correct. As I was never accepted in Christ because I purely believed in the Old Testament. But then the day came to me when I realized something.
Yeah.
And I realized that my daughter is definitely a blessing. And in order for someone to actually be the female order of Christ, she must mm-hmm. know how to be like
mm-hmm.
the word of God. But not in the, how is a woman supposed to read the Bible when it doesn't acknowledge her?
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
And did you know there's also a lot of secret verses in here that speak of the truth?
Mm-hmm.
I'm very glad I discovered this method to rewrite Psalms and make them correct in a new translation, new message.
Mm-hmm.
You can also take the Book of Job, Proverbs, and we can also do it with that.
Okay.
I did it, so what you do is, so the Greeks used to use this type of method. It's called the Bonesosos.
Okay.
What they do is it's a name we can't pronounce.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Bonesonets or something. But what they do is they take.
Type. You know, let me know how it's spelled. Maybe I can try.
Yeah. So you're literally gonna need a Bible. And
yeah.
What we're gonna do first is we're gonna start with the Psalms, and we're mm-hmm. gonna remaster and use the key given to replace the words that don't have Lord Father. Mm-hmm. Lord is not the correct translation. The Lord, they just mm-hmm. put that in there so that way you don't say His name, and to keep the Old Testament divided to the New World Testament, so that way religion can't unify.
Yeah.
I don't know why this is so, but there's also in Job they speak of Osiris. Osiris was the original first mention of Christ. He was before Moses, so Moses also knew about him. There's the 6th and 7th book of Moses, which talks about how he actually summoned and used Christ to aid him
mm-hmm.
in Exodus. And a lot of people don't understand, think that it's not Christ. And I didn't realize Christ was true until I discovered all this.
Yeah.
They keep the papyrus and all this stuff in the British museums because
mm-hmm.
Just like the royal bloodlines of the Scots and Irish and British, they're all the remnants of the Israelite kings.
Yeah.
So they're the true bloodlines. So the Freemasons.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of conspiracy and stuff about them. All they are is their lineage of royal bloodlines that came to America. They unified here. And they came here and they wanted to be mm-hmm. able to practice the arts of mysticism. And the Egyptian, the old school ancient Egyptian sciences. These sciences are true and they actually affect
mm-hmm.
the world. And they can make you a very powerful person. And it's very dangerous. So therefore they don't teach this to anyone. And they keep it in their fraternities. And that's the secret.
Yeah.
That they don't tell people. That the fact that the religion commandments say not to practice the arts
mm-hmm.
of magic or anything like that is to keep people from not practicing it. Because little did you know, all God's servants, starting with Moses, passed down to Joshua, Aaron, then to David, were given the 6th and 7th book of Moses, which teaches you how to use these arts.
Yeah, exactly.
And sciences. Yeah, and it's kind of crazy that they banned this book and they hid in a lot of stuff, you know? How are people supposed to really be one with God when they can't even do what he wants?
Yeah, exactly, absolutely.
But anyways, there's a lot to it. I've been working on this for my whole life since I saw that.
Yeah, so what we can do is we can start getting you signed
up. I'll even make
today and get started working on it as soon as tomorrow.
So you'll be writing half of this with me. My plan is to translate it to Hebrew.
Okay.
In the final, and then back to English from Hebrew, so that way we can get rid of the unnecessary words.
Okay, so we're going to translate it to Hebrew. We're going to write it in English, then translate it to Hebrew, and then we're going to Hebrew to English back, correct?
Yes. And what that does, because Hebrew doesn't have certain words and languages of the English language, it will actually clean it for us, I guess. I don't know. But I've actually tested it, and it creates a different message.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can do that,
you know that?
As well. So how many pages are you anticipating for this to be?
So whoever is going to write this with me, they're going to be half of it. So literally, we're going to take the Psalms in the Bible. We're going to use all of the verses and all of the Psalms. We're not gonna use them that way, the same way they're used here. We're gonna use them by the precepts of the verse, meaning.
Okay.
So do you see? So
the final form of this is gonna be, is that gonna be a book?
Oh, so now this is gonna be Psalms.
This is gonna be
and
Psalms.
And these are gonna be. Yes, and that's gonna be 765 pages total. I mean, 765 songs.
And 765 songs.
Yes.
Okay.
And with that, we're going to take 12 of all the prophets in the old book of Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
We can also, so what I discovered is when I take the reversal
mm-hmm.
of these books and I reverse it and read it from bottom to top to left and use the key,
mm-hmm.
it creates a new prophecy, a new message with Christ
speaking
to everyone. And it's pretty cool.
Wow.
But, as you know, these are actually... Yes, we got to know what the key is. The keys throughout the whole Bible, they give you certain verses in different parts that tell you this key. So in Peter tells you that Jerusalem is the same as the Heavenly Mother.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, we take that and we see that as one of the keys.
Yeah.
So when I was showed this stuff, this missionary from the church said I saw this prophecy in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know anything about it. I just told him what I saw, and he said, you saw this. And then he told me these keys. He said, let's see what else God has to say to you. And he showed me this key.
Yeah.
But what I'm going to do is I'm going to do the final editing. I'm going to use the key to make it complete. I just need you to write it for me.
Okay, perfect. I'm just making notes over here. Give me a second.
Well, I don't know how we can do this because I have to show you how to do it. It's kind of, it's not something, it's pretty mind-blowing. But one of these things I'm actually figuring out is that they wrote it from one line left to right, then second line right to left. So there is a certain way they've written it where you can complete it. So if we, I have to figure this part out for myself and see if it works better when you do it that way, and it makes the messages that that didn't be complete or the messages that were complete into something that's different.
Got you. Completely understand that. So how much are you looking to start this with? Because we can get started ASAP.
Well, I just sold my house for $42,000, so I don't have any bills. And I dedicated my life to this. I actually quit law school.
Oh, wow. Well, that
when I discovered all this.
This is something big, and we both know how important this is.
Yes.
And
it's like
this can't be a coincidence
a lot of
that we're speaking anyway.
Well, yes. Okay.
All right. So
yeah,
how much are we looking to start this with? Because we can get started as soon as possible.
When are we wanting to get started? Probably whatever. Probably tomorrow. Where are you guys looking?
I'm sorry, your voice is cutting out a lot. I'm not sure what happened.
It is cutting out now. Hello?
Hello? Let me try calling you back, Antonio. Give me 1 second. Let me call you back.